It's the 6th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton has defended the recent purchase of the Lloyds Bank building following criticism over the council's spending habits and financial outlook. Mr. Wootton said that the revitalisation of Bedford High Street is part of a long-term plan and a pledge to improve the town centre, which he made to residents during his election campaign. He added, "I think we've got a very good chance of doing something quite impressive here." The council also recently acquired the Debenhams property next door. Councillor Andrea Spice, the portfolio holder for Economic Growth, Planning and Prosperity, echoed the mayor, saying, "Don't look at each individual thing. We need to look at the vision of what we're trying to do to transform our town centre." An all-terrain vehicle, mini digger, lawnmower and two trailers stolen from Ampthill, Houghton Conquest and Malden were all discovered in Kempston Hardwick. Bedfordshire Police, who recovered the equipment, will continue their investigation to determine who might have stolen the items. Six regional administrations in Bedfordshire, Northamptonshire and Buckinghamshire will be working together to help businesses in the area to thrive under the South Midlands Authority's banner. The goal of the new entity will be to promote increased business activity, provide better career options and upgrade the skill sets of employees to meet existing economic challenges. Representatives from Bedford Borough Council will be advisers to the SMA. The new authority was not formed as a replacement for Bedford BID, whose mandate will expire in March 2025. The town of Stotfold will be holding a Remembrance Day commemoration on the 10th of November at Stotfold Cemetery on Mill Lane. The event will begin at 2:30 and will honour the men and women who sacrificed their lives during two world wars. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.